UN Environment Program Executive Director Achim Steiner calls the agreement historic. He says the nine chemicals that have joined the list of persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, are extremely harmful to the environment and to health.
Some of these chemicals on their own may not show up on the radar of public health, but in their cumulative and interactive nature, in the way that they are absorbed by living organisms, be they plants, animals, or human beings, they can develop far-reaching consequences. But just 5 years after this convention having come into force, we will have nine new chemicals added to the list of those that the world community agrees we need to control and ultimately get rid of, or manage them more effectively.
The newly targeted chemicals include products that are widely used in pesticides and flame retardants and in a number of other commercial uses, such as a treatment for head lice. These nine toxic chemicals will join the Stockholm Convention's original list of 12 persistent organic pollutants, referred to as the Dirty Dozen. The pollutants are especially dangerous because they cross boundaries and travel long distances from the equator to the Arctic. They persist in the atmosphere and take many years, often decades, to degrade into less dangerous forms. They pose great risks to the environment and human health, especially to young people, farmers, pregnant women, and the unborn. The executive secretary of the Stockholm Convention, Donald Cooper, says the pollutant chemicals accumulate in the fatty tissues of humans and animals.
It bioaccumulates in more than just humans. It bioaccumulates up the food chain. So it goes from the plankton on up to the squid, to the fish, to you. Right? So you are not only exposed to them in the environment, you are eating them. The effects of the chemicals are wide-ranging, from they negatively impact reproductive systems, mental capacity, growth, and intelligence. They cause cancers. So it's a whole array of these things.
The government's also decided to continue the use of the pesticide DDT on a limited basis to combat malaria. The goal, they say, is to eventually eliminate DDT, but they recognize that some countries will continue to use the pesticide to protect their citizens from malaria and other diseases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.